Hello, it is September 26th, 2022. And we have Rosh Hashanah today. We had a new moon in Libra, I believe. Is it today or is it yesterday? All kinds of magic in the air, actually. And the cards are the Four of Cups, the Lovers, and the Devil. The Flatterer. That is Flatterer. I dropped three cards on the table out of habit today and would have just focused on the apathetic, lackluster Four of Cups, but it's such a downer of a card on its own. And the following two cards, being of the major arcana, are potentially a very entertaining story. Apparently, it is. This morning's search led me to discover a book called The Devil, the Lovers, and Me, My Life in Tarot, by a performance artist and former Fox News producer. Kimberly Auerbach, speak of the devil, Fox News. It looks like a great read, and it's highly rated. Obsession and temptation are the domain of the devil, and this is some very powerful stuff, scary even. I don't like it, actually. These are dangerous cards. Protect yourself on every level, is all I can say. The devil, Capricorn, is making you an offer you probably should refuse, but may not. There are similarities on both cards. In the traditional decks, a human must choose between two women, and the devil enslaves two naked humans who appear to be gradually morphing into strange creatures themselves. The Gemini Lovers and the Capricorn Devil, number 6 and 15 respectively, have a unique mirror relationship in the tarot. It's been a long time. The card in the past position is of the Minor Arcana, the apathetic and bored Four of Cups, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. On the Morgan Greer version of this uninterested card, all we see of our main character is an expressionless, pale face. The only part of him or her that isn't completely overgrown with heavy green leaves of creeping ivy. Three gold cups sit on the ground. They, too, are being overgrown, having been ignored. From a gold cloud, the sky hand extends yet another gift from the universe, another gold cup. An offer, yes, but from the devil? The devil isn't about cups, that is, love and emotion. The Lovers is a choice. Keeping in mind the next card of the suit of love is the disappointed and regretful Five of Cups, and that these are major arcana, this could be a mistake that costs you a lot more than you think it will. The devil doesn't have to be a person. This is try-it-once energy, and you're addicted to it. The devil loves any and everything toxic. The devil doesn't dabble. The devil is here to get you hooked on whatever is capable of bringing you to your knees, even literally, in the end. Including fear, which is one of the devil's favorite tools. All those cups sitting on the ground are offers or proposals. Simple fear of commitment could be an issue, or physical self-consciousness. I know someone who used to say every time he'd see a beautiful woman, "Ooh, baby, you make me want to write bad checks." The devil wrote that joke, I think.